The House of Representatives has approved legislation to renew parts of the USA Patriot Act. The measure would make permanent all but two provisions of the anti-terror law, but the fate of the law remains up in the air as members of the Senate are threatening a filibuster. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
The first time the Patriot Act passed in 2001, the so-called sunsets helped ease passage. The idea was that expiration dates for the law's most controversial provisions would soothe the concerns of lawmakers worried about civil liberties. This time, the leadership agreed two Patriot powers would have to be renewed once again in four more years. But Democrats like James McGovern of Massachusetts said his concerns would not let him sign on.
Short of sunsets and minimal regulations imposed on the Department of Justice do not cure the serious problems with these provisions. Congress needs to go back to the negotiating table, reevaluate these provisions, and come up with a report that strikes the appropriate balance between advancing security and defending our civil rights.
McGovern and others pushed to limit those powers outright, to restrict the FBI's ability to search through business records, for example. But the give and take that was supposed to take place in a House-Senate conference committee did not happen, and that left both sides deeply divided. Democrats complained they were being rushed to a vote, just as they say they were in 2001. Republicans like House Judiciary Chair James Sensenbrenner denied that, saying he's been monitoring the law closely since it was initially passed.
We've done this oversight through letters to the Department of Justice. And when the Department of Justice has been non-responsive, we've been like the crabby professors, asking them to do it again and again until they get it right and to disclose the information that Congress is entitled to.
Sensenbrenner warned that without a yes vote, 16 provisions of the Patriot Act would disappear at midnight on December 31st. He noted that even opponents of the law agreed most of those sections are not controversial and should be made permanent. Republican Dan Lundgren of California said one of those provisions tore down an infamous restriction known as the wall.
The Patriot Act tears down that wall, that artificial wall that existed between the intelligence community and the criminal justice enterprises. And what we did was we said it made no sense. It made us more vulnerable to attack.
Some analysts and a federal court say the wall resulted from a misunderstanding and need not return. Some Democrats opposed the language of the bill but voted for it nonetheless. Congresswoman Jane Harman voted in favor, saying she would push for greater civil liberties protections at a later date. But in the Senate, Wisconsin Democrat Russell Feingold says that strategy doesn't make any sense.
Because what it does is it takes away our leverage. Our leverage at this point is that these provisions expire at the end of the year because they're sunsetted. If they're renewed or made permanent for a long period of time, then we really have no leverage.
Feingold is leading an effort to filibuster the bill in the Senate. The hope is that could force Republicans to go along with a temporary extension of the Patriot Act and make further concessions later on. Feingold says the civil liberties protections currently in the bill are simply inadequate.
They're nothing compared to the fundamental issues of whether the government can go after the library records of somebody who's done absolutely nothing wrong.
President Bush urged the Senate to approve the reauthorization, saying in a statement, quote, "The Patriot Act is scheduled to expire at the end of the month, but the terrorist threat will not expire on that schedule." Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.